With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. More than 100 American troops have been wounded thus far in the Iran war. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
We're learning more about the broader toll of injuries sustained by U.S. service members as the military carries out major combat operations against Iran. In addition to the American soldiers who have been killed, the Pentagon says about 140 U.S. troops have been injured in the war. A spokesman says the vast majority have been minor injuries. However, 8 are currently severely injured. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Saudi Arabia and Kuwait intercepting drones fired from Iran.
The Saudi Defense Ministry says it has destroyed drones over the kingdom's oil-rich eastern region, while in Kuwait, the National Guard says it shot down some in the country's northern and southern areas. Iran's latest attacks on neighboring Gulf states come as President Donald Trump late on Monday told Republican lawmakers the war was likely to be a short excursion, but hours later threatened in a post on social media that the U.S. would dramatically increase attacks if Iran tried to close the Strait of Hormuz. In an apparent response to Trump's remarks published in Iranian state media, the paramilitary Revolutionary Guard said Iran will determine when the war ends.
A massive fire on a barge carrying scrap metal in Delaware Bay. Coast Guard responded Tuesday morning to reports of the blaze, dispatched a helicopter and two boats. Coast Guard says a tugboat was moving the unmanned barge at the time of the fire. No injuries reported. While ship traffic was not impacted, the fire was still burning several hours later. And at least 6 people have been killed. 3 others have been injured when a bus caught fire in a small town in Switzerland. This is SRN News. Indiana's abortion ban is on hold. Here's Michael Harrington.
Marion County Superior Court Judge Christina Kleinman has issued a preliminary injunction on behalf of a group of plaintiffs who claim that abortion is part of their religious belief system. This is an argument that is being promoted nationwide by the Satanic Temple, which is seeking to protect abortion by cloaking it in the First Amendment. Indiana Right to Life says religious freedom law, quote, was never intended to equate taking the life of an unborn child with religious expression. Michael Harrington reporting.
As Christianity wanes in the U.S., many people are turning to the occult. Conscious Life Expo, which convenes thousands of New Age spiritual seekers in Los Angeles each year, has just wrapped up. That event now attracting a diverse audience seeking meaning without God. A number of the speakers claim to be aliens. This is SRN News. Well, the White House is saying a dramatic rise in gasoline prices nationwide is only temporary. Here's Bill Alexander.
The American public will see oil and gas prices drop rapidly. That's according to White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt. She says once the objectives of the joint Israeli-U.S. air war against Iran are fully achieved, rest assured, the recent increase in oil and gas prices is temporary, and this operation will result in lower gas prices in the long term, Levitt told reporters.
Federal prosecutors say an attorney for a California solar power company sentenced to 11 years and 5 months in prison for helping orchestrate a $1 billion fraud scheme. Ari Lauer pleading guilty in October to felony counts, including bank fraud. Lauer was outside counsel for DC Solar. Between 2011 and 2018, the company marketed mobile solar generator units. More details, srnnews.com.